Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the patio here at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I have a great show for you today. It's going to be another curveball. I got to thinking, with Thanksgiving and Christmas approaching, I just thought something holiday related would be good. So today, I am pairing a Tabac Especial Café con Leche with Ballantine Mocha Cream Whiskey. I think it's going to be a great matchup, so let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, Tabac Especial, as you may know, is a Drew Estate line. They're coffee infused. The Café con Leche is a 5x54 Bellicoso. The filler and binder are Esteli Nicaraguan longleafs, and the wrapper is a two-tone wrapper that is Ecuadorian, Connecticut, Maduro, and shade grown. So, as I take the footband off, you will notice that there is a dark and a light. These are wonderful cigars. I know you're going to love it. Now, visually, again, it's a two-tone. It's flawless. There's minimal veining, maybe just a hint of tooth, but overall, a perfect stick. Now, on the nose, I get a sweetness, chocolate, leather, and what I would call an aged tobacco, like pipe tobacco. It's got a wonderful, wonderful aroma to it. Let's give it a cut. The cold draw, I get a really good like burst of sweetness on my lips. It's really great. But on the draw, I'm getting chocolate and a little bit of coffee and maybe something along the lines of like chocolate covered cherries. Love that. Now, Ballantine has been around since about 2015. It is the brainchild of Saloon Spirits founder Paul Toole. He played upon the natural flavors in bourbon, specifically vanilla, caramel, and chocolate, and married that with natural chocolate flavorings and has created what I think is a wonderful spirit made from whiskey that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Now, this is a very decadent drink. Visually, you can tell because of the cream and the chocolate in it, it really has a good viscosity, clings to the sides very well. It is 17% alcohol by volume, so that's 34 proof, which is really right along the same lines as, say, coconut rum, Malibu, or something along those lines, only with whiskey. Now, on the nose, I get a big burst of chocolate right in the front, some more sweetness, coffee, spice, a really good shot of vanilla, and then you do have some barrel notes in the undertone. So let's not wait any longer. Let's give this a try. That is very good. Very good. Now, it's not overwhelmingly sweet, although it is very sweet. You get a lot of cream, chocolate, and vanilla, maybe a little bit of cinnamon, and what I would describe as like a Three Musketeers, like a nougat kind of flavor. And there is actually a much stronger note of whiskey. There's a little whiskey burn to it than you would think, that, you know, being only 34 proof. But I think this really is a great marriage of chocolate and whiskey to create something that is be a great after dinner treat. But let's go ahead and fire up the stick and see how these go together. Right away as I was lighting it, just a huge volume of smoke. Maybe compared the smoke output compared to another Drew Estate, the Nika Rustica. Now on the light, again, as I said, with the cold draw, there's a lot of sweet on your lips. There's also a little bit of sweetness in the burn as well. It is a remarkably sweet cigar with the first flavors that I get off of it are dark chocolate and a good dose of espresso, maybe some undertones of leather, but I'm saying just pretty consistent chocolate, coffee, sugar on the lips. This is a great after dinner treat, or the reason I put this pairing together, having a holiday party, want to go hang out on the back porch with the boys. This is a great little dessert here. Now, these are going together very well. The cream in the Ballantine is marrying up with the chocolate and the coffee notes out of the cigar and just kind of tying everything together. I know there'll be some people out there that say, I'm not doing the mocha cream whiskey thing, no. Hey, if you don't give it a try, you never know. And this is really good. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to about the halfway point, and I'll come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners, I am back. About the halfway mark here, and the Tabaco Especial is staying consistent. Chocolate tones, coffee tones, wonderful smoke volume. Still get a little sweetness on the lips. This is really an enjoyable smoke. I love this line of cigars. It's pairing very well with the Ballantine Mocha Cream. I don't think I've mentioned this when I was discussing the palate of the Ballantine. It is almost like you're eating a Cadbury egg, only not that sweet. But it kind of coats your mouth in sweetness, just not to the level of the Cadbury. I love those things, but man, they'll make your head hurt. There's so much sweet going on in your mouth. But this is a really great pairing. I am really enjoying this. I think you will too. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down the rest of the way, and then we'll come back and let you know my final thoughts. Hey, stoners, I am back. You can see this is almost down to the band. Our glass is almost empty. And that will bring us to the end of another episode. I would give this pairing a 5.0. This is definitely a winner. With certain caveats, of course. This is a great after dinner kind of treat. That kind of thing, this is not going to be something you're going to be pairing up on a consistent basis. But you know my love of the Tabaco Especials. I think they're a 5.0 cigar. Drew Estate knocked it out of the park with this line. It's my first time trying the Ballantine. It is delicious. I think it would make, for those of you like me, I enjoy making my own margaritas from scratch. If you're making various mixed drinks around the house for a party or whatever, that would be a great spirit to mix into a treat, maybe with some kind of ice cream, or put it in your coffee. It is a wonderful spirit. I would give it a 5.0, even though I know it's flavored stuff. But these are wonderful together. The flavors and the palates, the aromas, everything just kind of blended together right. You definitely should at least try it. Try it before you make a decision. I think you'll probably like it. So, we're going to move on. We're going to have another great pairing next week. I have another surprise coming with I'm getting some sticks in that I'm going to do a couple of videos on that are being provided to me. And I am very much looking forward to working with those sticks and trying to pair those with something. I hope you enjoyed this. Please hit like, subscribe, share, notification bells, all that kind of stuff. If you want to keep seeing this crazy guy doing this stuff, I know I'm having a good time. I hope you're enjoying it. But until we get to spend some more time together, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold. Have a great day.